Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another segment of my Christian walk. How would I say that in Spanish? Mi caminar de Cristiano? I don't know. Anyways, my name is Lee, and this is another look into my Christian walk. Why? It's got nothing to do with me, y'all. My hope is that I hope by my sharing this, it will give you either a new insight into what I believe is a real faith in Jesus Christ. And by sharing my candor, hopefully it will help you, if you don't know Jesus, to come to know Jesus. And if you do know Jesus, to maybe be edified. So I'm dealing with being single again. And I'm not, you know, going on and on and on about my relationship. I will never mention anybody that I've been with their names on air, obviously. But I do think it's very helpful and cathartic to share my experience because I have some very specific feelings about things. First of all, let me just say this. I, after my divorce, learned so much about myself. Fully learned a lot about myself. I can proudly say in the two relationships I had, and by the way, the topic for this podcast this morning is God is in charge. God is in charge. So let me get back. So to what I was saying. So after my divorce, I had a kind of a little bit of a short 5-month relationship with a teacher. And then I had two very significantly long relationships. It took about 6.5 years. One particular relationship, the first significant one where the woman moved in with me, I absolutely have had a hard time not thinking extremely angry, hateful things. Yes, hateful. I'm a Christian. The word hateful, yes. I've hated that woman for what she did and the way she acted. And it was so ironic that this person claimed to be a Christian. Now, in her heart, God knows her heart, whether she was or wasn't. The second one, who I recently broke up with, is different. I loved that woman. Loved her. I won't go into a lot of detail because it's not air your dirty laundry segment. I will just say that I don't believe she was capable of having a healthy relationship with me. That's all I'm going to say. So I give her a hall pass. I think there's just some issues that were prevalent in the relationship that when it ended, I started, after being in therapy now for a couple weeks, today's actually my third therapy appointment, I'm taking more of the responsibility upon myself. Certainly, if you're invested like I was for 2.5 years, you're not spinning your wheels. You're trying to make your relationship work, as we all try and make our relationships work. Whether we're in a marital relationship, we're believers, we're not believers, whatever. There are definitely behaviors that can sabotage a relationship. And I can honestly say before God that I was faithful. I was loving, I tried to be patient, and at the end of the day, she dumped me. And that's it. When a person, you know, I have suspicions about how committed she was. I have suspicions about whether she was lying and having conversations behind my back with other men. But, you know, those are my thoughts. Doesn't mean that she was, doesn't mean that she wasn't. But I'll tell you what, y'all. Let's just jump to the topic. God knows everything. God knows everything. You see, we have a creator. And the creator, God, I'm opening my window. The creator, God, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, will meet us when we die. Now, I know secularists, atheists, agnostics, probably doesn't seem like a reality after we die. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know, but everything I read, everything I see in the Bible, everything I hear dictates that there is a come to Jesus moment. There is a day of judgment. And as I was talking to a friend a couple weeks ago, who I posed this question to him, what do you think the gospel is? And he told me, and then I said, well, what else? And he said that Jesus redeems. Now, if you're not a believer, you don't really know what that means. Jesus redeems us. You see, as I told my ex-girlfriend, the last one, the one that I really, really feel like I had a stronger relationship with, Jesus loves us in spite of who we are, in spite of what we've done amorally. Because as Paul said, the things I want to do, I do not do. The things I do not want to do. Oh, wretched creature that I am, who will save me? Jesus will. You see, because we're not good enough in this life to have peace over things like breakups, over things like people who disappoint you, over things like you disappointing others, family members, loved ones, you cheated, you hurt people, whatever. We need to know that there is a person who understands our core. But Lee, what if I didn't do all those things? What if I've been faithful? What if I've been nice? What if I haven't cheated? What if I haven't done this? What if I... Guess what? The Bible says you still fall short of the glory of God. Because that is pride, my friends. You see, God is in charge. That's the point of this podcast today. God is in charge. God is going to get me out of this funk now that I'm single. I told myself I did not want to be single again. I told this woman that, you know, aside from I'm getting married, and there's reasons why I didn't push for that. I did at the beginning, but then as you get to know people, you know, people have their hedge around them. And they're just not going to be honest about who they are. They're not going to be honest. And if you're not going to be a partner with somebody, yo, if you're not going to be a partner to somebody where you can be in their head and they are in your head, and not in a creepy way, but in a, I'm your partner. I'm your lover. I'm your friend. I'm your confidant. I'm your supporter. That, I believe, is what God wants for us. And he will bless that relationship. But you start hedging yourself and protecting in your mind yourself, and you start not looking truthfully at some of the things that you're doing or things that you're dealing with, and you want to just be single or, you know, not give 100% of yourself to a relationship, guess what? It's going to go down the shitter. Yes, I said shitter. It's going to go down the shitter. Okay? So, God is in charge. God is in charge. You know, C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity points to God's role as the creator and shows through explanation a very interesting dynamic of God being outside of everything, and of God being present in everything, of God transcending time, y'all. We think of time linear time, sequential time. God looks at it differently. He's written the play, yo, and guess what? He knows the ending. So I'll say this before I stop today. Thank you for listening. No matter what, my last breakup, which is still very painful, I'm trying to fight through really angry feelings and resentment toward my ex-girlfriend. And it's working. You know what you are, what you've done, and your thoughts may feel secret, but they're not. And God sees all. And I believe when we die, there will not be an inner thought life to us. Everything will be transparent. Everything that we've done in this life that has led us to who we are today. Case in point, let's just say you've shit on people, you've taken advantage of people, you've never dealt with that kind of behavior, and you die, God forbid, today, and you go before your Creator, you have left this plane of existence a depraved person with challenges and sinfulness that you now are going to take with you. New Agers would say you get reincarnated, you come back as another individual, etc. I don't know. I don't believe that's true. It could be, because God's in charge. So, word of advice, before you transcend this world, deal with your shit. Before you transcend this world, don't think that you're not going to have to account for everything. And the reason Jesus died on that flipping cross, yo, was to give us redemption. So believe in Jesus, seek Jesus, crack open the New Testament online, blow the dust off if you haven't looked at it, and go straight to the Gospels. Because what Jesus is saying, the four Gospels, is that we do not have the capacity to be good. We do not have the capacity. When he found that woman that was the adulterer, the woman at the well, and he said, go and sin no more. He knew who she was. He knew her thoughts. He knew her deeds. All right, if you like what you hear, share it, man. Peace.